Good morning. Today we are continuing the concept, the halachas of tefillah b'mikvah that we started yesterday, in particular on Erev Yom Kippur. And just to recap real quickly, what we saw yesterday is that there's an ancient minhag, a very important minhag to tovel in the mikvah. Erev Yom Kippur, we are fairly strict about it, even though it's not mi'ikar adin required, but nonetheless, we ensure that we don't have any chatzitzas, anything on our bodies that would act as a barrier to the tefillah in the mikvah. Accordingly, we brush out our hair, we cut our nails, etc., etc. Our question specifically today is, in place of going to the mikvah this year because of the concerns of corona being passed in the mikvah, when we have a number of people going in the mikvah, either at the same time or closely thereafter, it could be dozens, if not hundreds, even thousands in certain mikvahs, certain very large and popular mikvahs going during the same day period, and there's a concern of passing corona one to the other. Is it permitted in place of that to take a shower? Take a shower in place of going to the mikvah. So we saw yesterday that, in fact, we talked about the institution, the decree of Ezra. He instituted that somebody, a male who has a flow, has to go to mikvah before learning Torah or saying Kriyat Shema or davening. That was eventually abandoned with that decree. But nonetheless, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch that somebody who is strict about it nonetheless and follows the decree of Ezra has really two options. Number one is to go to mikvah 40 se'ah, that's the amount of water, or if he's not able to do that, for example, he's sick, or he's not feeling well, chulsha, weakness, or a case of duress called ones, in those situations, what he can do is, we'll call it washing. This is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, rechitza detisha kabin, washing with 9 kav of water. We're going to see specifically what that means. So now we're going to learn the halachas. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Peiches, in detail by the Mishnah Berurah. What is this concept of, in place of going to the mikvah because there's no mikvah, or it's an onus, some other duress, that you can, in place of that, wash with 9 kav of water? So the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows, that water is poured on top of somebody, so you'd need 2 people typically for this. You'd have somebody standing and somebody else pouring the water on him, and it could even be done in 3 separate kalim. So if you'd have 3 different large vessels and you pour from the first, and then the second and the third. Now the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, that means that you cannot have a break between vessels 1, 2, and 3. You have to start pouring number 2 while number 1 is still going, and you have to pour number 3. You have to start pouring number 3 while number 2 is still going. Now it only works, according to the Mishnah Berurah, up to 3 kalim. You can do it from 1 if you have a big enough kli that can hold 9 kav of water. We'll quantify then in a little bit, or 2 or 3, but no more than 3. 3 would not work. We would not be mitzvah if we would not aggregate 4 of those vessels, of those bins of water together. Maximum is 3. And it has to be poured on the person. It's not that if we have 9 kav of water, you can go into a large tub. You have a outside small children's pool and you put 9 kav of water in it and you can dip in it like a mikvah. That's not the concept here. That's the concept for a mikvah. You go into the mikvah, you dip yourself into the mikvah. This is pouring. It's only being done by being poured on top of someone. The Mishnah Berurah continues, in the name of the Sefer Mata Ephraim, the Be'esh Vichas Atisha Kabim Ala Adam, at the time when those 9 kav are being poured on the person, he has to stand upright, Zakuf, stand upright, and his 2 hands crossed or on his heart, against his chest. Don't hold them very tight. Hold the arms loosely from the body so they're not, so there's an ability for water to get in there. So it can't be tight. It has to be loose. They would have to pour it on his body itself. We'll explain this in a little bit more detail right now in the Piskei Tshuva. So the Piskei Tshuva initially talks about what's the amount of water. The Mishnah Berurah also discusses it, but we're going to get some more contemporary numbers around it out of the Piskei Tshuva. So he says as follows, what's this concept of 9 kav? So the 9 kav, according to the Chazon Ish, would be ideally 23 liters of water, even in the Shita of the Chazon Ish, who typically requires more amounts. He has a higher shiurim, has a more strict when it comes to amounts of items. So at a minimum, in a time of real need, you can't afford to use 23 liter of water. You don't have a kli that would hold that amount. So a minimum, according to the Chazon Ish, 17 and a half liter would be the minimum. The Grach Naya is more lenient when it comes to shiurim. Lechatchila, 18 liter of water, this is 9 kav. And a minimum, Ashas Adchak, a real need, 12 and a half liter. And there is an opinion even more lenient, 11.3 liters of water would be the requirement. So continuing, we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah that there's 9 kav. It has to be poured on all parts of the body. And now we explain that, says the Piskei Tshuvas, Dahainu Sheyishvachu Ma'al Rosh, it's poured over the person's head, coming down on his body. Mamish, that's what he says. Can I get kufo mamish? So from the top all the way down, ushneyada munachin neged libo berefayon, in his two arms, they're against the heart, but held loosely together. The Prima Gadon adds on that in before getting going, you should actually wet the bottoms of your feet. So we are ensuring that all of the body has some water on it. So because if you're just standing in one place and people are pouring these 9 kav on you, your bottom of your feet may not get wet, so you have to wet those initially, even before you start going. And as we said, it has to be done by pouring of the water. It has to be done all at one time. You can't have a break in them. And as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, as we just said, that entire amount has to go from the beginning to the end without a hefsek, without any break. Now we're going to get to the question of how about a shower? Because this stuff, indeed, pouring, if you have somebody or two people or three people pouring different bins on somebody consecutively, but without having any break, that sounds like a shower. Can I just turn on a shower, or is there a problem with the shower because there's no koach gavra? I really don't have a kli here. I don't have somebody pouring the kli. The koach gavra means I don't have somebody using his active strength in order to do the action of pouring the water on me. So what's the deen when it comes to a shower? So this year, many poskim are lenient when it comes to not going to mikvah. Some say you don't have to go to the mikvah. Some say you shouldn't go to the mikvah. Some even say it's a pikuach nefesh to go to the mikvah. So do we need to find somebody else to pour on top of us? Or can we just take a shower in place of it and do the same thing? If we take the shower, turn on the water, stand there, let the water come from the top to the bottom. First, we're going to wet our feet underneath. And just stand there for a while until we know that there are 9 kav that have come out, 9 kavim of water that has come out of that shower. And that's it. So in fact, there are a number of poskim, the vast majority of poskim say this is indeed acceptable in place of going to the mikvah in a time of when somebody is sick or when somebody is chalash, chulsha, or a case of onus, duress, and this year would be considered a case of duress unless somebody has a private mikvah or it's privately public mikvah and it's privately clean for him, or they're spacing people out and there's a lot of chlorine in there. So the poskim have indeed paskent hadoros ha'achronim kimat pe'echad. It's almost an unanimous decision, says the Piskei Tshuva. Shemoil taras tes kabim al yedei mayim hazormim mimiklachas. That it is sufficient to take a shower. Use 9 kav under the shower. You have done what you need to do on Erev Yom Kippur. How long does it take for the water of a shower to pour out 9 kavim? So in the footnote in the Piskei Tshuvas, he brings that ubizere mayim ragil shel miklachet, if you have a normal stream of water coming out, not too slow, then you should leave it on for a minimum of 3 to 4 minutes. 3 to 4 minutes would be sufficient to get 9 kav of water, even based on the most machmir shir in the Chazon Ish, that indeed would be sufficient. So that's the advice of a number of poskim to do that this year in place of going to the mikvah. Have a wonderful day.